Welcome back to Unread Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
And I want to say at the very top of the episode, if you aren't following us on social media, it might be a good time to do that because things are going to look a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break for summer. Mm-hmm. And then in a couple months, we're coming back. New look. Things are just going to be a little different.
Very different.
Yeah.
You're going to still love it. It's just going to be a very different... It's just going to be different.
Yeah. I mean, we've had this name for a while. This name's been around for all of these years. And I think we just want to shake shit up. I love change.
Yeah.
I love changing things
Me
up.
Me too. I think what's going to be good too is I feel that we want to branch a little bit out and like try different things. And I do think that what's happened is as much as we love the name and everything that comes with it, it kind of force us to stay in one situation, like one genre. And I think that we're ready to like do so much more.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm not going to lie. My favorite episodes are the ones where we get to go on like tangents and go down like all these rabbit holes and just kind of talk our shit. Yeah. So I think that when we come back, we're just going to kind of broaden it up.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So like, don't feel like you're still not going to hear the shit because we're always going to talk shit.
And that's always going to be what it mainly is.
That's us in
general. It's going to be us talking our shit.
Right. But it's going to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're so excited. But we have been MIA and we'll start with Taylor.
Yeah. I got hit real hard. Okay. I think the last time that we talked to you guys, I was talking about my trip to Florida, which I was supposed to go with my sister.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. And that was supposed to happen the other week. But the week before that, I got hit so hard with the craziest fever. And I'm still not 100% certain on what it was. I was so frustrated. Okay, for a couple of days before the trip, I'm supposed to leave on a Monday morning at like 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. A couple days before, Drama King passes along kindly whatever the fuck he had from his job. I work from home, so I know I didn't bring it in the house. But what we got from it was two completely different things.
Is that wild?
So weird. I don't know. I still don't know fully what it was, but he had a head cold. Mm-hmm. I got a fever. Like the first time, like I really felt sick. It started to feel like a head cold. I remember telling you, I was like, I'm starting to get a head cold a little bit, but it's not that bad. It turned into a fever. So the one night I'm getting like, oh, and I normally love this feeling.
Yeah, you've said that. She's so weird
I'm
sometimes.
I'm so weird for that. I like, I don't know what it is, but the feeling of like the full body ache
that is
and
like,
the shivers.
It's got to be like a kink for her because I literally hate that feeling.
That feeling of like my bones are aching. I'm like, I need to be in bed. Like I want to be like a Willy Wonka grandparent, like under a bunch of blankets, like with the AC on, even though I'm cold.
Yeah.
I love it. Especially in the summer when you get a little sick and it's hot as fuck.
That's always the weirdest thing, but you're freezing.
Normally I like it. For whatever reason, this fever was just different. And it was relentless. Like the ache was painful. It's not normally painful for me.
The only time that's ever happened to me was the flu.
I really do feel like it was the flu.
Yeah.
Because I got tested for strep.
Or both together would make sense.
But I
think it was two things.
Yeah, because I ended up going to the clinic. I got a fever
and
for
guys. She's an anti-doctor human.
I really
so
am.
For her to sit here and say to you, I went to the doctors, you know, she felt like she was about to pass away. Like literally she was passing at the moment and she was going into the urgent care. Like this is not a Taylor thing at all.
No, I've never felt like this in my adult life. I got really sick as a kid a couple times. Mm-hmm. This as an adult was the sickest I've ever been because I got that fever every day for a couple days in
which
a row.
Which is weird because normally a fever lasts like 48 hours max.
Exactly. It was every single night I got the chills. I got the body aches and I was like on the verge of crying because it hurts so bad. I was just like, my body hurts. Should I have gone to the clinic sooner? Yes, but it's not my, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I didn't want to know. I was like, it's going to pass. And I'm honestly just used to things passing. I'm used to, you get sick, you get a fever. It's almost always a 24-hour thing for me.
Yeah.
So I get it the week before the trip, like during the week. And I'm like, it's going to pass. I'm going to be good. I'm taking medicine. I'm eating oranges, kiwis even, taking emergency. I'm drinking so much water. and it's just not letting up. So I ended up going, I'm so stupid for this. I end up going to the MinuteClinic the Sunday before I'm supposed to go, like the day before I'm supposed to leave. Cause I was like, let me just make sure I'm not infectious. I mean, I'd had it for days at this point. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I was, but I said, let me just make sure. First of all, you ever get a nurse where you're like, what the fuck did I do to you?
Oh no, she was rude.
She was so rude. And I've only had that a couple of times where I've had like somebody in like a doctor's office or something just be like, what the fuck is your problem?
Oh, I hate that. That's awful.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, they do have a stressful job. So I completely get that. It could have just been a bad day.
But still, it's not really.
I'm like, well, I just got here. Take it
out on your significant other.
Yeah. Just go punch a hole in the wall. Like, yeah. Chill on me. I look like shit. I look like when SpongeBob had the suds. Like, I look so, I look sick. Like, take it easy. But this first woman came in and I'm telling her my symptoms. I'm like, my head feels like it's going to explode. Mm-hmm. My head felt so tight. Like a million rubber bands around a watermelon and it's about to burst. And I'm like, I've had a fever for days on end. And she goes, well, did you take medicine? And I go, what's medicine? And I started drooling because I'm a fucking idiot. Oh, I'm like, what's medicine? Gosh. Yes, I took fucking medicine. I said I took DayQuil and NyQuil, and she cuts me off and she goes, those have like no medicine in them. That's like nothing. I'm trying to be polite, so I'm like, oh, I had no idea.
Like, you probably also feel like shit, too. You're probably like, I feel like my fight is so much less.
Yeah, no, I had nothing in me. It's
like you can literally probably shit on me and I'll be like,
yeah.
Like, when you feel that shitty. Yeah. It's I'm the worst.
I'm trying so hard to get to Florida tomorrow. I'm like, I just want to hear good news, you know? So I'm like, no, I had no idea. And she goes, yeah, don't take that. Like, she said, take, like, I don't even remember what the fuck Mucinex. She said. Mucinex. She said, take Mucinex.
They were fucking obsessed with Mucinex.
I said, I didn't have any, but I just took what I had, you know? And she's like, well, you have allergies? I said, no, I've actually never had allergies. She goes, you can develop allergies at any time.
Wow, she's
yeah. I go, wow, I was just born yesterday.
Yeah.
So forgive, like, I'm just trying to catch up. It's a lot of information. My first day in the new world.
Way too much information.
Well, you got to slow it down. Now, what's this medicine you were talking about? And how do I spell it?
And allergies? What? How do you acquire those?
Like peanuts or what do we?
Yeah, imagine you just started acting really, really dumb. Like,
I wish I had the energy to do it and like, play in.
But that's the thing. Is like
well, you haven't eaten any peanuts
today. I hope somebody was feeling completely fine when they went in. They just had like a knee injury or something and they just tore her shit
like
up.
You have allergies? Well, my bone's sticking out of my leg, but yeah, I'm allergic to pollen. It was so weird, like such a weird random attitude. And I was like that. She goes, you can develop them at any time. I said, yeah, just I don't know that I feel like it's allergies. She goes, well, the pollen count. Don't talk to me about pollen. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't have allergies. I never have. Knock on. I don't even think that's wood. Knock on wood. Yeah. But I've never had them before. So I'm like, yes, you're right. It could be. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the odds of me having a fever for days on end because of allergies, mm-hmm. slim to none.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's not the pollen. Also, I work from home and I've been in the house for several days.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, yeah, I just feel like it's not. She starts lecturing me about pollen count. She goes, the pollen's crazy. Everybody's coming in here sick. And then we have to tell them it's just their allergies. Well, that's not me, sister girl.
No.
So can you actually diagnose me with something? But then she leaves and she does a strep test. Strep test comes back negative. The doctor comes in and she tells me I have an ear infection, which was so random. I like would not have suspected that. But I had an ear infection in my right ear. She told me I have like my moist fluid in my left ear. I'm like, she didn't tell me what to do about it. I'm like, does it go
that's
away?
Like that's like the beginning signs of the second
ear
infection. Yeah.
I honestly thought, because I felt so shitty the day before, I took the longest shower and I did the most dramatic thing where I slid down the back of the shower onto the floor. And I just let the water, because I have one of those, like, the rain shower heads. They feel so good.
They feel so good.
I was like, I can't even stand right now because I felt so shitty. So I just sat on the floor and let the rain hit me.
The worst is when you have to get out the shower.
That was not easy. I have a very tiny shower. I have, like, a stand-up one-person shower.
Right.
So I had to scale the walls to get back up. But I sat there for, like, a good half hour. So I was like, moisture. Yeah, makes sense. Took a really long shower. She didn't correct me or anything. I said,
oh, that says everything I need to know.
I said, yeah, I did. I was sitting on the floor of the shower and I was like letting it hit me for a long time. And she's like, yeah. And she's checking my other ear. And she goes, yeah, you've got an ear infection. I go, oh, wow. And like, I had no idea. And it was almost like finding that out made it worse, because it's like, now I understand why my head feels like a balloon that's about to pop.
It does feel like that with ear infections, though.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, awful. Well, I am having trouble walking straight, so.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I was all thrown off.
Oh, yeah, your ears.
That was bad. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense that I would, like, you can get fevers from an ear infection, a really bad ear infection.
Absolutely, once it's an infection, yeah.
Yeah, and I had, like, crazy post-nasal drip, like.
Yeah.
But she was like, you're not infectious, whatever. And I was like, because I'm supposed to go on a plane tomorrow. And she told me to take, I don't remember what she told me. I actually forgot. Like, it was like in one ear, out the other. I was like, so happy to hear I'm not infectious. I couldn't pay attention. And then when I left, I Googled it. And people said to take, I forgot what it's called, but some kind of like headache medication if you have an ear infection.
Really? What is it called?
It's like some kind of migraine medication.
Excetrin?
No, not Excedrin. I'd never heard of it before, but I did buy it because I had full intentions on getting on that plane.
That's interesting.
6 days. 6 days after it was raining nonstop here. Oh, it was so it's shitty
still
out.
Raining nonstop here.
So people said chew gum and take that medication before you get on the flight and you should be fine. But I'm still feeling shitty. I'm like packing my suitcase. Everything's ready to go. I have my airport outfit out. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a ton of water still. I'm taking, she gave me four medications. One of them was a nasal spray, but three pills that I was supposed to take and one fat ass pill I was supposed to take. And then like one that I was supposed to take multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. And then another one for cough. I'm like, I told you I don't have a cough. But okay. I'm like, you're the doctor. I don't know.
Have you tried giving that to Drama King?
I did. Yeah, I ended up giving him all of that. And he went in and they gave him the same prescription. So I said, just take mine. It's the same thing.
Okay.
And it didn't help. So I'm like, and why did you give it to him? Why did you give me medication for a cough?
Maybe she thought that it would end up going into that. I don't know.
So she just like gave me a ton of pills. I said, okay, doctor. And took them all. And I'm thinking optimistically that I'm going to just start feeling better as soon as I take the medication.
Yeah, that's not what happens.
No, I got worse, like significantly worse. And that night, I'm still planning on getting up at 4 a.m. I'm still planning on going. I'm like, I'm just going to suck it up. I'm going to be better soon. I have this medicine. I hadn't really slept for like 2 or 3 days before this point. I'd slept maybe 2 hours each night. I just couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know what it
was.
You
were so uncomfortable.
I was so uncomfortable. It was like my brain just kept going. I kept playing like music in my head. Mm. Do you ever get that where your head just like loops music or like a sound or something? Yep. It was nonstop. I couldn't sleep through it because my head was so loud. And nothing was working, not even my rain sounds. And when the rain sounds aren't working, that's how you know it's bad.
Yeah, you know it's really bad.
So it's like 2 a.m. and I'm like, I'm going to have to. I have a fever again, like full-blown fever. I'm shaking. I'm in so much pain. I'm like, I'm going to have to cancel like 2 hours before I'm supposed to go to the fucking airport. And I had to tell my sister I couldn't go. I was so upset. I was very thankful. She was going and like meeting up with friends. Like we were going to like have people there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if it were just me and her going, I wouldn't have recovered from the guilt. I would have felt so fucking bad because she probably wouldn't have gone.
Right.
But thankfully, she was able to still go. But we were going to go around Disney.
I know.
We were going to go to Disneyland. I was going to prance around in Florida in 95 degree weather. But thinking about staying in someone else's house.
And I said that to you, too. I'm like, it's not like you're going to be somewhere comfortable and this you're going to be able to get. Like, you have to be pretty pretty well ahead of this.
We were going to be on an air mattress in 95 degree weather. I mean, the apartment had AC. It was like a really nice apartment we were going to be staying in. But it's still the fact that I wouldn't be home.
No.
I probably would have had to skip out on all the places that they went those first couple days.
Yeah, like you probably would be able to do one thing and then not do the other. It's like just a waste.
Yeah, I would have been fucked up the whole time.
At least here, you're home. You can sleep it off for how many days you needed to.
Which is exactly what I did.
And she had a lot of days of being sick.
Yeah. I had the entire week off of work and I ended up having to keep the week off just to like sleep.
Which is so sad.
And recover. I was in such bad shape. And like, I hate complaining about being sick. I really do. I don't know what it is, but it bothers me to have to address how sick I feel.
Yeah.
I just don't like
it. I'm the same way. I don't understand how people like... I would probably have 3 to 4 symptoms of something before I'm like, you know what?
Same.
I just don't feel it be necessary.
Yeah.
For everyone to know every little thing because your body just does not work. Like,
no,
you're not young anymore. So if you do, you know, wake up with diarrhea, woke up with diarrhea, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
And
you just had a bad day.
And then I go, well, easy run. You know?
Right.
That came out
easy. Right.
And then I move about my day.
Right. You have to.
Yeah.
So, but. Yeah, so you never complain about being sick.
I really, really hate complaining about it.
Yeah.
This was unreal. I was like, I had a couple moments where I was like, am I okay?
Yeah.
Because it was like the more I took the medicine, the worse I got. It just got worse and worse. But I do think that they overlooked something else. I probably did have the flu.
I think she had 2 things at once for sure.
Yeah, my mom was like, I think you have tonsillitis. I'm like, I have no idea because I feel like they would have caught that. She did say something about my tonsils being swollen when she checked my tongue, but then she just breezed past it and told me I had an ear infection.
Weird.
Don't go to fucking Minute Clinic. Yeah, don't go to the urgent care. Just make a fucking doctor's appointment because I don't know if I just got a bad place.
Drama King's been there twice. They did give you an antibiotic and everything, so that's good.
Yeah.
Because that would have knocked anything out that was, that's all you needed.
It's so funny because Drama King came home with these little packets of ibuprofen from his job, like 200 milligram ibuprofen. Yeah. And for whatever reason, I took it because I was desperate. I'm like, I'm in pain, like physical pain. Yeah. I said, I'm desperate to feel better and I need I think the medicine was working to kill whatever was going on.
Absolutely.
Move the mucus along.
Yeah, but
eventually.
It doesn't ease the pain in between.
Yeah, the discomfort was unreal. So I ended up taking these little packet from his job. Instant relief. I was like, why didn't I do this days ago? And I had Advil here. I took Advil. For whatever reason, it didn't work the same. Little packets from his job just fucking did it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, just straight up ibuprofen.
See, you saved never know.
Save me. But I spent days on the couch. We were camped out down here because he was sick too. Camped out in the living room. I literally put a sheet over the bed, the couch.
I
made it my bed. We just watched Desperate Housewives all week.
Yeah, I get it.
Which... Did you watch Desperate Housewives?
No, but every single time I say I'm going to because I've heard I would love it.
You would love it.
Yes.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it because you would love it.
I know, because I know it's for me. Like, yeah. I know it's for
100%.
Speaking of what's not for me. Okay, guys. Someone needs to write in why they like this. And then at least maybe I can get it. I see constantly... On Instagram, everywhere, people are like, the Mormon wives. And they're all like crazy for these girls. So I've actually I've watched way too much bullshit. So I just, it was never on my list. Well, then Taylor was like, you know, did you watch the Mormon wives? And I'm like, yeah, I heard the same thing. She's like, she's like, yeah, I want to try it. I'm like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, our friend was watching it and she really liked it.
Like so many people I'm seeing on social media, like liking these psycho things. Because now that like I've spoken it, now it pops up all the time.
Which is real. That's so real. And it freaks me out. Sometimes it works to my benefit, but
sometimes,
it freaks me out.
But not always. Yeah. Not like this one. So I'm watching it and I'm going, wait a second. What are we watching here? I'm like, these women... can't dance for shit.
The whole premise is there are a group of Mormon moms and wives who get together
to dance,
to bond through the power of TikTok dance.
And you know what it really is? Like, you kind of said it best, is that there is no bottom half dancing. They're just like, strike a pose. And they like, and then they all go like one after another after another.
Literally.
And just, but that's their movements. Dancing. That's the dancing.
That's it.
And they can't dance.
And that's what brings them together.
Yeah. I just miss dancing with you. I'm thinking they're going out to a nice club and they're like
dancing, doing the salsa dancing,
or they're grinding on someone.
Moving their legs in some way, shape, or form.
Nothing. It's none of that.
Completely planted to the ground and just
a random hand
moving their hands.
And
it's the fact that they made it so dramatic at the beginning of the show. You know, they set up the whole premise.
Right.
And all the wives are talking. They're going through all like the talking head things where they're explaining what it means to them. And they're like, we needed to come together as a community somehow. And then it's just clips of them dancing on TikTok. This is what you thought of?
Yeah.
Go get a drink. Mm-hmm. Garden. Start a book club. Mm-hmm. Go running.
Yeah.
Sit around your fucking house with a margarita.
Absolutely.
Smoke some hookah. Damn. Right. Anything else. This is what you guys get together to do.
And it just makes no sense. I'm also trying to find a person that I like, and I don't like anyone.
Me either.
I hate them all.
I thought I liked the Whitney girl because she's but I wouldn't like you.
No, I would not like any of you. and then to be honest, what Taylor did, that like this whole setup of this, I'm shocked how many fans she does have because she's gross. And I'll be the first one to admit it. You have children at home and you're on the world saying you're fucking all these other men married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but your daughters are going to watch this one day. That's gross.
That's the drama, by the way. Like the driving force behind season one is like this girl Taylor is in an open
outed everybody.
Yeah, and like either flirted with or slept with somebody's husband. I can't remember which one it was.
Or
like
that's the thing
came on to him or
that's
something.
That's the thing I couldn't understand either. Said that she kissed them. I don't know.
Oh, she was swinging.
Yeah, she's swinging.
With another couple in their group, in their mom group, right?
What they're saying. I don't know. I didn't get up to where you were. So I don't even know if I'm going to keep going. I think this is stupid. So like, I can't understand it. Guys, can someone tell us why you enjoy it?
What is the appeal?
Explain it to me so that I can just, maybe we're looking at it at the wrong lens.
Yeah.
Like maybe there's something that like we're missing about this. Are we supposed to enjoy that they're just awful people? Like, I'm just confused because like we watch all the other bullshit shows and like I don't really think twice about it, but this, I'm not finding one thing I enjoy about it.
No, you need a hero. You need the person you're rooting for. You need the villain. And I'm like, well, all of you are villains.
All of you are villains. You're all fucking weird. And
all they do is go to each other's houses and talk shit about each other.
It's weird.
Every shot is them in someone's house and then going, you heard about Taylor?
Yeah, did you hear?
Yeah. I'm like, Whitney's coming back. Yeah, Whitney's coming back. Whitney's coming back was the whole thing. This girl, Whitney's moving back into town. Yeah. Oh, whoa.
I know.
Fucking Paul Revere. Whitney's coming. And I'm like, what the fuck is Whitney? I said, when this Whitney girl comes, this is when the show's going to get good. And it doesn't.
Good to know. So then I'll stop right here. Because I keep reaching for it. And I think that was the appeal. Like the thing that made me rethink about the show to even start it.
Yeah.
Was because they were doing so much. What is it called when they're.
Like the promo?
Yeah. Like they were doing so much promo for it.
They promote this show like it means something. Like it's like anything happens.
But the way that I know people that are like liking it and writing things. I'm like, what do you like about this?
I'm like, I've got 10 other reality shows I could put you guys on.
100%. Way better than this.
Yeah.
And not to mention, guys, this sounds so awful, but I don't think any husband on there is actually straight.
Like, they're all like a little like sons. Like,
yeah. And I'm sorry, but like, why are you sleeping with men like this? It's like you guys are all getting together and these women actually think that these open marriages are for them. No, it's for the guys to fuck each other.
Yeah.
Because they're not interested in women.
Yeah, because they're all a little
extremely.
The one Whitney, her husband, whole plot line is he cheated.
He was like watching porn too.
Oh yeah, he's a porn addict. Yeah,
I think you were watching a certain kind of porn.
What kind of porn are you watching? Let's pull up the titles.
And that was the thing too. Is like I didn't get as far as you. I really am over it already.
Yeah. But
I thought it was weird because I'm like, I thought she was going to say it was with men.
I did too.
I thought that's what she was going to say. So I'm like, oh.
I said, well, this is the tea. This is the drama.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
But she didn't. And I was like.
And then at the end of the day, nothing happens.
See, I knew that.
It's an entire show where nothing happens.
I know.
You can find more drama by going into your local Facebook.
Oh, my God. Especially
like
my,
the dating groups.
Especially my hillbilly group.
Hell yeah. Like, oh, my God. They'll start fights on Facebook over anything.
Anything.
That's way more entertaining than watching the show.
Clearly, they attacked me because I said that this man was knocking on my door. What do you mean? Was on my back of property.
Like, they said you were discriminating and it was like a white guy in a vest.
It was a white man. I was like... I guess I am.
Were also up in arms. I'm like, that's what you could do. If you want entertainment and drama,
yes.
Go into your local Facebook group and just write some bullshit and be like, has anybody seen this guy? And then put a picture of like a random celebrity. Yes.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
It's a picture of Justin Bieber.
Or even this Taylor. Man's gonna-
It's a picture of some random one of your friends. Has anybody seen this guy? Because he's walking around. And they'll all get up. Or some people will be like, yeah, I saw him. It's a picture of Justin Bieber all strung out. And they're like, oh, I saw him.
He was in my backyard.
He was at the Walmart. Mm-hmm. I saw him outside the Walmart. That would be way more fun than watching the show.
It is. Do you know that the one thing I like about Facebook these days is to watch that stuff? Because people say this. There is a man in the Facebook group that I should have not been in it anymore. The chatter, they call it.
The chatter.
The chatter, because it is. And his name is Smokey. And he looks like an old man who's been a heavy smoker his whole life. But he calls himself Smokey. And he's like a motorcycle man.
Oh, he earned his name.
Oh, he did. And he's always on there. He's like, hello, the chatter. And he's like, somebody tell me where I could get the best steak. And then the one day he goes, I want to go out one night. I'm not from these parts. And he goes, where can I go? And then they started sending him. The one guy was like, you can go to Spanky's.
Spanky's?
Yes, you know what Spanky's is. And then the guy.
Well.
Wait. Then
Smokey might belong in Spanky's.
Smokey, no. Smokey wrote back. He goes, I got daughters. I don't go to Spanky's.
I like Smokey. I like Smokey. Yeah.
But he's. Like, since he's got on the chatter, there's one Karen. Her name is Karen. She's on there all the time. She just deliberately goes after anyone to start just randomly yelling random things. She's like, fuck you. And I'm like, how do they keep her on here?
Girl, you live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Crazy because you could run into one of these people and then pull up on Karen and be like, what was that shit you were talking in the chatter?
Oh my gosh, she wrote to me because of the thing I did personally.
What'd she say?
Well, that was the thing. I don't have the Messenger app.
Oh, so she got left unread.
So she got left unread.
Yeah.
So the one day, the day when I lost my Sheen. Remember, and the lady was like, oh, I messaged you. And I was like, oh, maybe I should get the app.
Yeah.
And I deleted it after that. She never messaged me. She's a liar. But in the app... I then downloaded. I saw this message. I'm like, who is this from? Because she was just brutally like attacked me. You attacked a young man just trying to make money. I'm like, he was camping out in my in-law's yard.
What are you talking about?
What kind of money was he trying to make? I'm confused. So, but
it wasn't panhandling.
And she's like, it's people like you that don't belong in this chatter. And she like attacked me this whole big thing.
The queen of the chatter.
Her picture is her. White hair with her cat, and she's like this.
She's like, get out of my chatter.
She's like, get out of my chatter.
This chatter's not big enough for the both of us.
Well, she must do this to everybody.
Probably.
Because everyone always responds to her, and they're like, Karen, stop your nonsense. Get away from the computer.
Spraying her with a water bottle. Get off your phone, Karen.
Karen, get off.
Because you could pull up. You could find Karen if you really wanted to.
I guarantee everyone knows where Karen lives.
You can go to the grocery store and see Karen.
Oh, I guarantee I probably have.
What's wrong with people?
They're crazy.
Why do people act like other people aren't crazy too? Like, you can go and be crazy to somebody.
That is the
thing.
That
person might out-crazy you.
That's the thing that I've realized recently too, where I'm like, maybe I do need to be more of a tailor sometimes and just be a little kind, because you never know who's going to run up on you.
I mean, it depends, because some people really have it coming. Speaking of crazy, yeah. Do you want to talk about what's been going on?
Oh, my gosh. You? So I am dealing with, again, I've told you guys this a million times, that do whatever you want to me. But when it comes to my kids, you're getting a whole different Ashley. Mm-hmm. Like, that Ash Bash is Ash Bash.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, when I get crazy. So there has been, which I've been trying to be nice to this person. So I told you guys since forever, when Maria was starting school, I'm like, I'm not going to be the PTA mom. I'm not going to be the mom that's going to make friends with everyone.
Yeah.
If something works, it works. If it doesn't, but I'm not trying. God, it sounds so mean, but I'm not looking for friends.
Yeah.
I'm looking for people that I can get along with for my daughter's sake if she does have a play date. But I'm not looking for new friends.
Well, you're not the one in school.
No, I'm not. This is for them. So there's been a woman since pre-K, so we're in two years in now, and I've watched her try and literally befriend every single mom. Like, at first, I totally ignored her because I was fucking really pregnant when Maria was in pre-K.
Yeah.
Like, holy smokes. But I had just... Holy smoky. I had just had him. So that's what it was. Because she started in September. Like, she started in for September, and I had him 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I was in the...
Super pregnant to new mom.
To new mom. I wasn't really in with the shit. I was at, like, everyone leave me alone.
Yeah.
So she kind of rubbed me a little weird. I told Taylor a story where she did some funny things. We don't have to get into that. But
yeah.
I kept giving her the benefit of the doubt. I will not go into detail about why I give her the benefit of the doubt, but there is a part of her life that would be harder for most.
Yeah.
So,
but we'll there were there. Signs there that there that was a little there was, something
there
unhinged.
There was more going on with her than even that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I find out in the beginning of this year, the very first parent-teacher conference, because it's a small school, and because it is a private school, they really, teachers think they could just say whatever they want, because if you were in a public school, you would probably get, like, literally fired for saying some of the information that they end up telling you.
Well, whether, like, you paid to bring your kids here, this little confidentiality agreement.
You want the tea? I'm about to give it to you.
Yeah.
So I, of course, one of the first things that I had asked, because Maria comes home every day and tells me all the shit. So then I did notice that she specifically was with one student a lot.
Yeah.
And I said, so I was talking to her. So I wasn't, like, her daughter's friend was with this one girl a lot in pictures, because she's the Facebook queen of having to post every single thing that she does.
Literally
everything. So I was like, okay, whatever. I was talking to the teacher. The teacher, we were talking about something to do with Maria, and I'm like, how is she doing? Like, getting along with people. And then she had mentioned the friend that woman happens to babysit a lot. She goes, oh, they hang out a lot. And I'm like, wow, that's great, because that pre-K, those two did not get along, Maria and her.
Yeah.
Remember? That was like the
Archie. Yeah, there was a little bit of pre-K drama.
Yeah, it was the pre-K drama. So I was like, that's great. And I was like, I thought that, I won't say the name, obviously, that the other one, because they're always together outside of school. And she goes, she starts laughing. And I was like, what? And then she was like, no, she's like, that woman, it happens to be the babysitter of the group. And I go,
so crazy for the teacher to even know it.
And she's like, they're not really friends, the girls. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, Ashley, I'm with these kids more than I'm with, like, at home.
Yeah.
And she's like, they don't play together. She's like, the people who do play together is Maria and that friend. She's like, and she goes, but her mom works a full-time job like you.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, so she's always looking for help, you know, where you can. I get it. I fucking get it. I've been there. So this specific mom that gets on my nerves happens to always be, I will do it.
Yeah.
I will take care, and I'll take all the pictures and post them so that everyone knows I'm wonderful.
She's like, collecting playdates like stamps.
It's insane. So I was like, after she said that, I don't know what it was, but it kind of like, oh. And I kind of like, what was whatever.
Yeah.
So, of course, every time there was a birthday party, she was literally, it's one thing to get along with people, but it's another to force people to like you. I would watch her walk up to every single person and force a conversation. And I'm like, this is weird. This is fucking weird.
So, but then she did the wrong thing.
So Maria, unfortunately, was sick. We didn't have anything like what this one had. So she had way worse than
but
us.
But it's been, yeah, that's been passed around a couple times.
Yeah, but we've had a stomach bug that was like forever. Every time I tell you guys we have a stomach bug, it's just our life. But we had like a 6-day long one. So unfortunately, Maria had 5 days not in school because she was that sick. And then they had this weird Memorial Day break. But it wasn't the regular break. It lasted until a Thursday. So what ended up happening was, it like any kids, if they don't see you for a long time and you come in, you're almost like the new kid again.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It sucks. Like, so I could tell as soon as Maria went back, I was like, oh, this is going to be rough. And the school was literally almost over. There was 4 days left after that. That was it. And Maria, I just could feel the stress in her. Like, I could tell she wasn't enjoying it as much. And it's because, like, she was gone for so long.
Yeah.
It was weird. So finally, though, it was 3 days before the last day. All of a sudden, you know, it was raining like crazy. So it was like the three sunny days in a row. All of a sudden, I see that mom post a post of the girl that is very close with Maria, but is always at the house of those two together. And I go, oh, yeah, that's typical. She always has her at the
end.
And what's crazy is they have an after school program, which all the schools do. It's like an aftercare.
Yeah.
It stopped. So it made sure, though, it made sense that the last 3 days she was with her. Because she didn't have anybody. So I saw the picture. I said, okay, whatever. She wanted to post that. Then the next day, it was that girl, her daughter, and then another girl. Best day ever. That's exactly what she wrote. So I was like, And I just kept thinking in the back of my head, no, my daughter doesn't have Facebook, so...
Yeah.
But something else happened, which I'm not going to talk about. But she did, by mistake, see pictures. But that wasn't what...
It wasn't actually, intentional,
it was,
yeah.
Oh, it was not intentional. Yeah. I would never do that. But she knew the information already, and I think that just made it that much worse because, of course, kids talk.
Yeah.
That's all they fucking do is talk. So, of course, they're going to come in and say that they had this grandioso time at the pool. So then... Day three, she does it again. Added another kid to the mix. Okay. Here we are.
Really collecting them. Weird.
It's weird. And what makes it more weird, if it was a genuine thing, you wouldn't have to post every day. You wouldn't have to tell the world about the thing that you're doing for these parents, that you're helping these parents by watching the kids. You wouldn't have to do that.
And then also a side note, she's posting other people's kids in bathing suits.
Which is weird, too.
Online.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. Some people don't, like, allow their kids to be online at all. And you don't know what each individual parent's policy is on that.
No.
You're just like, here's all the kids.
Here's all the kids.
And there's fucking freaks in the world. I hope she has a private profile.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember. But I would
still
assume.
Like, you don't know.
No, you don't know. You don't know everyone like that. You'd be surprised.
Just posting these people's kids, like, just to show off to other parents and be
exactly.
Like, look who's over. Yeah.
Exactly.
Night. Cool. Like, nice. Cool. Let that be a memory. Like, maybe take those pictures and let that be a memory.
Of course.
Not everybody else needs to see it. Like, no. Yes, we know. Day three.
100%.
Day three of party. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get it.
But what makes it funny, too, is that I know who the groups are and they're like, who's friends with who. Both of those extra girls, they don't hang out with her daughter.
She's trying to force.
She's forcing relationships. She's forcing friendships.
Which, if she does that with herself, she's an adult woman. Yeah, she can be weird and
do whatever.
It's so off-putting when somebody forces themselves on you. It's like,
yes,
like we were talking about this before. It's like if you're magnetic to somebody for whatever reason, they just gel with you, or they like your personality, or whatever it is. That's one thing, but like to be in everybody's face and just force yourselves on them, it's off-putting to kind of everybody across the board.
100%.
Unless they're being fake with you. Unless it's somebody who's like, you're annoying, but they're just kind of dealing with you, and then they become your friend because out of like pity or something. But either way, but you don't do that to your kid.
It's weird that she's teaching her child that you can almost like buy friendships.
Yeah.
Like that's what it almost feels like. Like, here, tell them you have a pool, which they don't have a pool. It's someone else's pool. But anyway, but say, I'm going to bring you to the pool. tell them that you're going to do that.
Yeah.
But she's teaching bad things. I mean, what is she going to do when she wants the cutest boy in the class? Is she going to say,
I got a pool.
And my mom will do anything for us. Anything. So it's very weird.
The mom from Mean Girls.
Right.
You got some snacks, a condom?
Yeah.
I don't see good things with that kind of pattern.
I see nothing good coming from it. And I was trying to, like, I was hoping Maria would not see this. And unfortunately, she saw this right before, the day before her the graduation thing. So yeah. I went in there angry. Like, I
would have too.
Angry because Maria was hurt. She just kept saying, they're having these play dates and they're not inviting me. And I'm like, I just want to knock this bitch in the face because, no, are these kids on Facebook? No, they're not. But they talk to each other. There's only 13 kids in the class.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about where they were the day before. You're a shit fucking human for 3 days in a row doing this.
And to put it into perspective, too, it's like she's hearing about a new play date every day.
Every day.
So from that perspective, it's like it probably feels like she's missing out on so many much. And so much.
Exactly. And she already missed out on so much because she was out of school for how many days because of being sick. So she's I've said so many times, she's a tailor. She's not really me in that way, but like she really is upset about it, and I understand it to a point. Yeah. I really do. I get it. Like I
sounds like bragging only because she's not involved, and it's like they're going to the fucking pool. This one's probably letting them eat whatever they want.
Oh yeah,
like,
they were. Yeah, you can see the pictures.
Yeah.
she was but the point is that like be an actual parent. Actually care about the kids and think about what you're doing before you do it.
Yeah.
Really think about it. Think about it. Like, one thing to post, you know, one picture or one thing one time, but like to then do this 3 days in a row. And then what about all the other kids?
Yeah.
So the day of the ceremony, she had the balls to walk up to me and go, could you believe that Maria asked to go into my pool? And I was like, she's like, she told me that she wanted to come over and have a play date at my pool. And I told her, let's just worry about the ceremony for right now.
Is what she said?
I swear to you. I like.
Oh, your illustrious pool.
Yeah. So then I looked at her and I go, that's weird because both of her grandparents have pools. And then she just looked at me and I go, that's so. And I said, also, I said, you know, I don't remember you having a pool. We went over to the house in the fall. Did you guys just get that installed? She's like, oh, no, it's my aunt's. Stop calling your pool, you fucking bitch.
Your aunt's pool.
I just was like.
Your aunt's
pool. It just went through me right then and there because I was like, please don't play this game with me, honey, because this will not end well for you.
I said, you should start calling your parents' house your second home.
Yeah. Like, by the way, my house.
Yeah, my second house. We actually have a pool there, too.
Yeah.
Like, my parents live there.
They live in the basement. There.
They squat there, but yeah, we got a nice pool
there, too.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I want to
can
just.
Can you believe?
Like the way, that's how she talks. Ooh, ooh. And it's like, I can tell, honey, that like you didn't do well in school.
Yeah.
Because that's how you think this is like going to work between us. You got the wrong Ashley.
This isn't it. I think it's so transparent when people try to live through their kids and the way she's forcing. And it's fucked up to her daughter because she's going to end up like. Like, who does she actually connect with in class?
Oh,
how do
there
you
is,
know?
What's weird is the person she told me, like, that the teacher told me that she connects with, I've never seen her have a play date with.
Oh, she's
because
not cool
she
enough.
Because she want to know exactly.
She wants the clouded
she
up kids.
She wants the kids that are a big personality. And I think she deliberately takes Maria out of that because she knows that when it's Maria and the one that she's with all the time, that they would...
Yeah, because they're...
They would push.
Yeah.
Because they're a lot alike. I mean, down to the way that this... And I will not go into detail about that. But mm-hmm. down to the way this little girl looks, her mom is trying to make something that just... Let her be a kid. Let her be a fucking kid.
I don't
let
like
her
that.
Have that. And then if you...
Because here's my question. When you do something where you make your child look grown, mm-hmm. who are you trying to appeal to?
And she's also
it's
the
not
same,
other kids.
She's also the same mom that's constantly talking about like who her daughter's gonna marry and they're six.
I don't like it. I'm like when you, if you put your child in fucking heels, for example, not that right. that's what she did, but
I mean, Maria likes the heels, but they come off before you go outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though she slips and falls in them all the time, her baby's got a lot of work to do.
I do think she's going to be one of those tall girls that rocks a heel.
Oh, 100. I don't think she's going to give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think so either.
She's going to be like, runway.
But imagine that this girl is in tiny little kid heels, right? Mm-hmm. And she's going in high heels every day to school. Mm-hmm. Do you think the other kids like that? Like, if you put a little butterfly clip in a kid's hair, mm-hmm. you let them have, like, a little bit of sparkly lip gloss or whatever, right. put them mm-hmm. in a cute dress.
Right.
Kids see that because it's kid stuff and they like it. What would a kid like about something that only adults understand?
100%.
I loved being a doofy looking little kid. Yeah. I had a fucking bowl cut. I didn't care at all because I didn't think about my appearance until high school.
And you shouldn't. And that's the thing, is that there is way too much emphasis on your looks at that age.
On women in general, but like for it to touch them in girlhood, for it to affect them at all mm-hmm. at that age. And it's no matter what, we can't stop that things are changing and like mm-hmm. the world is evolving. Kids are going to see stuff sooner than they used to. Mm-hmm. They're going to see, like, there's the girls that went to Sephora and they did the makeup and stuff. Yeah. Like, they're going to see these things and they're going to be affected by it. They're going to be influenced. And we can't stop that. You can only do so much. And I think as a parent, to try to make your child look or act more grown than they are is just doing them such a disservice. It 100%. Starts such a bad snowball effect of mm-hmm. always trying to be older, keep up with like people that aren't their age.
They never had a childhood.
It's little girls are doing, like, you know, people do story time videos. Mm-hmm. There's like 12-year-olds on TikTok doing story times about like their elementary and middle school.
Wow.
Little girls who don't, and they do their makeup. Me and my sister were just talking about this the other day. They do their makeup like how adults do it. Like, they try to replicate how adults make videos online. It's so bizarre. So, like, just fucking let them be little girls.
It's so disturbing.
Let them watch Aww. Cartoons and mismatch their socks. And, you know, don't put fucking highlights in their hair.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just let them be.
And I have a feeling. So Maria did come to me and she said to me yesterday that, you know, she brought it up. This is what I'm trying to say, is that the things you do as a parent do continue. Like, it'll affect other people. So you have to think outside the box. Yeah. But she came out with me and she said to me, she goes, just like, I'm really upset that I wasn't invited to the pool or anything. Like, I haven't had a play date. It just really makes me sad. And I said, and I try, that's the thing too, is you can't be like, well, guess what? They don't even like each other. like you don't
the
know.
Tea is,
yeah, yeah. Like,
they don't even like.
Like, everything in my power is like, I wish that she was old enough that I could, like, I could send her up ages and explain it to her and then put her back down.
Yeah. And then be able to tell her, don't repeat this.
Like, don't, right. But yeah. It's like, I can't say that to her. So it's like, I have to kind of make, which I hate that too, is I have to make excuses for a fucked up person.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing, is I'm like, no, it's okay, because this, you know, like, I try to make it. And then even like, we went to the movies and I told Taylor on the way home, she goes, oh yeah, you know, like, when I get invited to play dates, but I don't really get invited to play dates. And I was like, and then there's me in the front seat, like, I'm gonna call that money. Fucking
ready to rage. And that's like one of the, like, it's a good and bad thing that she's so emotionally intelligent for her age, because she's feeling so many things right now, which must be so hard to watch too. Like, it's in real time, watching her developing empathy and understanding what's going on around her.
It's the worst.
It's overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming. That's probably, but her teacher even said to me, she goes, oh, she's my empath in the class.
She said that?
She flat out said that to me.
Sweet girl.
So she knows, like, for your teacher to call you out of all the kids, that's what she called her. I was like, yeah. Yep. Couldn't she just be the bitch that beat people up?
It's good, but it's also overwhelming.
It's overwhelming because I can't imagine. Too much
for her tiny little person.
Oh my God. And that's the thing, is like, that hurts me, because like, I it's like I said, say whatever you want about me, but I'm like, oh my God, you hurt my kids. Now I'm mad.
Well, it's an exclusive club, of course. Aunt's pool.
Aunt's pool.
Not just anybody's getting in here. You gotta be a kid with clout.
I know.
Don't like it.
No. So like I told Taylor, my prayer is that they're in they split them up. Yeah. So, 'cause I think even all of them, I think they've been together 2 years in a row, basically the same exact girls except for one, I said. And I just think that it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to split them.
She's not off-putting. She's very friendly. She gets along with the kids. She likes to play. Mm-hmm. She's imaginative. It's just, she thinks she needs a new group. It needs to be switched up
100%. And because that's how, I know that she's a good, I know that she can get along with a lot of people because the kids in the other group that she only sees during recess, they all were hugging each other. And I didn't see the other girls in her class do the same.
Yeah.
So I think she's really made relationships with people even when she's not, they're not directly in the class. So I think she's got to get out of that weird shit.
Just fuck you in your pool.
Yeah.
Well, not even your pool.
It's not your pool.
Yeah. I wish I knew somebody with a pool though.
Well, if you want to go to the Poconos, you can go to my mom's pool.
My pool. Yeah, your pool. Yeah, you're at your second home in the Poconos.
My pool.
Yes. Yeah, I love a pool. I've never had a friend with a pool. I've had a friend who, like, kind of similar, like, had somebody in their life with a pool, but I've never had a friend with a pool.
One of my guy friends had a pool, and I would go to his sometime, but that was high school, not as a kid.
Yeah, as a kid. Yeah. It's like, I didn't know anybody. Yeah. And I thought having an in-ground pool, I was like, you're a millionaire. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things as a kid.
Well,
where it's
I don't
like,
have that.
Doesn't matter.
We're not that cool. Okay. All right.
It's one of those things. I was like, you're like the richest person I think I've ever met.
Of course. Of course.
Also, if I went to a kid's house and they had the fridge with the ice and water thing built in, I was like,
I don't have that either. I need that.
The fuck? Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I was like, oh, you guys are loaded. Or name brand cereal. I was really like, we were on and off with name brand.
Yeah.
But yeah, so funny how you think about things as a kid. Because I was like, what the fuck? You guys are billionaires.
I know.
If my friend had like too many brats, I was like, what's going on? So can your parents buy me stuff?
Seriously.
But in reality, we all live in the same neighborhood.
The same
Our parents
exact
all make the exact
100%.
Same amount. 100%. They just splurge on the fridge.
I'm not, and again, but like, we're not even going to go there. But Maria has no idea how much more in life she has.
Yes.
In all reality. She just doesn't get it. And it's going to take time for it to get there.
Yeah.
Because she's too little to put this all in.
Yeah, but I think the fact that she thinks about things, ruminates on things.
She wouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's going to benefit her when she gets a little bit older.
Yeah.
She'll be able to really see things
for what they
are. I just hope
that she, you know, just picks the right people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially because she's like soft-hearted. I hope that
she
just needs to be around good girls. But that's it for this episode, and that's it for like a little bit, I guess, which is so weird.
We love you, and we will, like, I promise, like, don't be panicking, like, we don't know what they're gonna do. No.
We'll be back.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. New look.
New look.
New stuff. But yeah, follow us on Instagram. Come follow us at Unread Unruly.
So you can see how our summer goes.
Yeah. You got to keep up with us. Keep up with like the new look once it comes.
Oh,
But we will update you once we've got stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
Photos taken. Stuff to share with you.
Absolutely.
But if you want to come find us in the meantime, keep up with us while we're gone. I'm at Tayfelly on Instagram.
And I'm at It's At That Ash Bash.
We'll talk to you guys in a couple months. Have a great summer.
Have a great summer.
Oh, so weird. We're not going to have our little therapy session.
Oh my gosh. Voice notes. More voice notes if you can't stand me enough.
See you guys soon.
Bye.